spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Vashon's Live Sports.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a glorious day here at Pirate Stadium for some boys varsity soccer action. It is the Vikings of LB Christian traveling to face Vashon Island Pirates. Thank you for tuning in on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, or voicevashon.org. Also, this is Jamie Lopez in the booth, Garrett Thor back in the studio. Big thank you to him. Big thank you to Vashon Griffway, front running all things Vashon Sports. So, the Bellevue Christian Vikings travel on a Saturday to play Vashon in the Pirates' second in a group of six in this quality game that lead to the district tournament. Bellevue come into this game 1-6. Not a good start for the Vikings.
Were they close matches? Were they 1-point losses?
6-0, 5-1, 6-0, 6-1, 6-0, 1-0.
It's going to be a long day for the Vikings.
Well, to give them the benefit of the doubt, 6-0 loss versus Bush, 5-1 loss versus Seattle Christian is dodgy, but 6-0 loss versus Utrecht, okay, they're a good team. 6-1 loss versus Kings, okay, they're a good team. They beat Charles Wright 3-0. 6-0 loss versus Cascade Christian, fine. And then a 1-0 loss again versus Seattle Christian.
But that's the rougher schedule than most. I mean, there's something to that. I don't, a commentator's curse. It's very unlikely that they stand a chance today, but
no.
It's not quite as terrible as the record might suggest.
Also, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They got two subs. I expect them to not be as bad as Annie Wright, but not be as good as Klahalia.
Okay.
We beat Klahalia 10-0.
That sweet spot. That sweet Annie Wright-Klahalia window.
Well, we beat Annie Wright 12-0.
Yep.
We beat Klahalia 10-0.
Yep.
So 11-0?
11-0.
That seemed like a
good
score.
Rumor has it, we're getting a late start today, and rumor has it they were on island. They were unaware of the adjusted start time, and I think, maybe this is just a rumor, but they were at Island Queen having burgers and shakes about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, they were at Island Queen. I was talking to the Vashon Athletic Director, Anders Blomgren, and he told me that he emailed, called twice, you know, said everything, made sure that they knew that the game time had changed, but
okay.
I guess their athletic director was not really on it. And maybe the burgers can explain why Bellevue has fallen from grace so much. I mean, still the second most winning team in all of 1A. They have 5 state titles, Bellevue Christian.
Wow.
Well, I mean, 91, 92, 95, 97, and 99.
5 is 5.
But 5 is 5. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, so, it's not a huge school. It's a small private school. So, like Vashon, and I guess all 1A programs.
Yeah, none of these are big schools.
Well, they live and die with the cohort. But it sounds like, what was their last competitive year?
Well, it would be more recent, but the last time they placed in state, they got second in 2015. So, 10 years ago.
Oh, it's been a while. Okay.
But... you know, up until COVID, they were the main team pushing Vashon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vashon's been good since 2017, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Those Tommy DeLarge years. But
those are the Jakob Heuschert years. That's how I think of them. People talk about the Tommy DeLarge years.
Yeah, but he wasn't there in 2017, so he would have.
What year did he enter? I guess maybe the next
2018,
year.
Okay. Yeah, he was a freshman, 2019, a sophomore. A real shame that COVID happened when it did. We were entering at a golden, I mean, upperclassman Jakob Heuschert, Bellamy Cox Sikowitz was a freshman, and he started and scored in that state final against the Toledo Windlock, the school that no longer exists. So they were so devastated at their loss to us in the state final that they split into Toledo and Windlock.
Uh-huh.
Windlock now are a 2B school, and Toledo is middle of the road in 1A. They're about 30th in the rankings.
Is this the same center ref as was at the Klahalia match?
Surely not. No.
No?
She's... No. The center ref at the Klahalia game was a dude.